Of course I knew about the horsemen, no matter how much Katrina tried to keep it from me. If ever anyone brought up the subject within my hearing, Katrina would shush that person immediately, her eyes slanting in my direction as if to say, "Don't speak of it in front of the child." I found out everything I wanted to know about the horsemen anyway, because children always hear and see more than adults think they do. Besides, the story of the Headless Horseman was a favorite in Sleepy Hollow, one that had been told and retold almost since the village was established. It was practically nothing to ask Sonder to tell me about it. I already knew the part about the horseman looking for a head because he didn't have one. Then Sonder told me all about the schoolmaster who looked like a crane, and how he tried to court Katrina, and how one night the horseman took the schoolmaster away, never to be seen again. I always thought of my grandparents as Katrina and Brahm, though they were my grandmother and grandfather. Because the legend of the horseman and the crane and Katrina and Brahm were part of the fabric of the hollow, something woven into our hearts and minds. I never called them by their names, of course. Brahm wouldn't have minded, but Katrina would have been very annoyed had I referred to her as anything except Oma. Whenever someone mentioned the horseman, Brahm would get a funny glint in his eye and sometimes chuckle to himself, and this made Katrina even more annoyed about the subject. I always had the feeling that Brahm knew more about the horseman than he was letting on. Later, I discovered that, like so many things, this was both true and not true. On the day that Christoffel Vandenberg was found in the woods without his head, Sonder and I were playing Sleepy Hollow Boys by the creek. This was a game that we played often. It would have been better if there were a large group, but no one ever wanted to play with us. "All right, I'll be Brahm Bones chasing the pig, and you be Marcus Bass, and climb that tree when the pig gets close," I said, pointing to a maple with low branches that Sonder could easily reach. He was still shorter than me, a fact that never failed to irritate him. We were both 14, and he thought that he should have started shooting up like some of the other boys in the hollow. "Why are you always Brahm Bones?" Sonder asked, scrunching up his face. "I'm always the one getting chased up a tree or having ale dumped on my head." "He's my opa," I said. "Why shouldn't I play him?" Sonder kicked a rock off the bank, and it tumbled into the stream, startling a small frog lurking just under the surface. "It's boring if I never get to be the hero," Sonder said. I realized that he was always the one getting kicked around, because my opa could be a bit of a bully. I knew this even though I loved him more than anyone in the world, and our games were always about young Brahm Bones and his gang. Since Sonder was my only friend and I didn't want to lose him, I decided to let him have his way. At least, just this once. However, it was important that I maintain the upper hand. "A Von Brandt never bows his head for anyone," as Brahm always said. So I made a show of great reluctance.